We were talking about the oblique mention of Old Testament people in Hebrews 11 last time, and we spent quite a bit of our lesson on some names that are practically unknown to most people, even close Bible readers. We were concentrating on Barak, were we not? And we were emphasizing that just the single mention of that man's name was very important because it related to the significance of women in that company of saints that Hebrews 11 sets forth. One of the lessons from that sort of thing is that every word of Scripture is important. Every word is worth the most careful kind of analysis. If you do rapid reading of Scripture, that's all right, but you are passing over gold mines constantly. The text of Scripture makes it possible to penetrate down on the basis of individual words and arrive at some amazing spiritual truths. There is one other instance of this which I want to make sure that we cover. It'll make the same point again in a slightly different way. We're going to do this before we go on to Hebrews 12. Remember, Hebrews 11 is a catalog of examples of the great saints. And we've already made the point that these great saints are not people who live perfect lives, hardly. There are a lot of tacky people mentioned in Hebrews 11, but they are people whose eye stayed firmly on the cross of Christ. That is, they were people who looked forward to God's salvation in Jesus Christ, and even when they took nosedives spiritually, they were nevertheless tied into that.